Dr. Popeye, you had mentioned again, Mokolo Sokata, Shinagabe Shark's tarp, an earthenware pitcher that contained ashes from the Paradin. And that earthenware pitcher came in contact with the shark. The ashes inside the pitcher would remain tarp. As it didn't, an earthenware pitcher can only become tame if a tumor came into contact with the inside of the Klee shark. If a tumor came into contact with the outside of the Klee shark, the Klee shark would not become tame. So in this case, since the shark touched the outside of the Klee, not the inside, the ashes inside the Klee shark would remain tarp. Nas no agaba. Now, but the other mitara, the chacham mitam. If the earthenware pitcher that contained the ash of the paraduma was placed on top of the sherets, now the other is mitara in such a case as well. As again, in this case, the sherets came into contact with the outside of the klee, not with the inside, so therefore the klee remains tar, and so do the ashes inside the klee. While the chacham are mitame in this case, even though the chacham agree that by virtue of placing the pitcher on top of the sherets, the pitcher would not become tame. But since the Torah says, "Behiniach michutz l'machaneh b'makom tar," that the ashes should be placed outside of the machaneh in a makom tar, place that's tar. And in this case, you place the pitcher right on top of a sheret, that's not considered a makom tar. If you put the pitcher right on top of a sheret, and a sheret is metame. Now, even though the kli would not become tame, since the kli sheret does not become tame from the outside, but it's not a makom tar either, so therefore, since you did not place the ashes in a makom tar, the ashes inside the kli sheret would become tummy. Naga ba'oichlin u'maskin u'vekit be'akaitesh. Tar. If the pitcher that contained the ash of the paraduma came into contact with food or liquid that are tummy, or with kitzbe ha'kodesh, holy writing such as the Sefer Torah, the ashes inside the pitcher would remain tar. As it didn't, that oichlin maskin and kitzbe ha'kodesh are mitame yidayim. Somebody wants to eat truma, or deep korbanos that came into contact with oichlin maskin or tummy, or came into contact with kitzbe ha'kodesh, rabbanon with gozer, that these things would be mitame your hands. You have to wash your hands before you ate truma or kach. And by paraduma or machmer, even more, if you come into contact with oichlin maskin or with kitzbe ha'kodesh, not only do your hands become tummy, but your whole group, your whole body, becomes tummy. But in this case, if the oichlin maskin or kitzbe ha'kodesh came into contact with the klee sheret that contained the ash inside the klee sheret would remain tar. And since the klee sheret cannot become tummy from the outside, the ashes inside the klee sheret would remain tar. Nas no al gabam. If the pitcher that contained the ash of the paraduma was placed right on top of oichlin or maskin or tummy, or right on top of kitzbe ha'kodesh, Rabbi Yitzchak would be mitar in this case as well, since the pitcher that contained the ash is made out of earthenware and would not become tummy from the outside. While chacham are mitame in this case, for the same reason that we mentioned in the previous case, as even though the pitcher cannot become tummy from the outside, but since the Torah said that the ash should be placed in a makom tahar, and over here, you do not place them in a makom tar, you place them right on top of oichlin or maskin or tummy, or on top of kitzbe ha'kodesh, that the Rabbanan will go to the kitzbe ha'kodesh on the time of the Yadayim, so that's not considered a makom tar. So even though the Klee sheret did not come into contact with the tumor from the inside, only from the outside, since it's not a makom tar, the ashes inside the Klee sheret would be tummy. While Rabbi Yossi, who is mitar, agrees with the Chachamim in the first case, in the case that you place the pitcher on top of the sheret, that that's not considered a makom tar, and he would agree that the ashes would be tame in that case. Since you place it on top of the sheret, which is metame kelim minator, that's not considered a makom tar. As opposed to in this case, where you place it on top of oichlin mashkin or kitzbe ha'kodesh, the minator would not be metame kelim at all. So according to Rabbi Yossi, that's not considered a makom tame. And therefore, when you place the pitcher with the ashes on top of the oichlin mashkin or kitzbe ha'kodesh, that's considered a makom tar. And the ashes inside the pitcher would be tar. While the Chachamim disagree, they hold oichlin maskin or kitzbe ha'kodesh are also considered a makom tameh, and therefore, the ashes inside the pitcher would be tameh. Second part of Parak Yud Mishnah Dalet Hatar Lachata Shenaga B'Tanor B'Yado Tameh Uberaglo Tar. Somebody who had purified himself, involved himself in the ashes of the paraduma, and he went ahead and touched an oven. If he touched the oven with his hand, he would become tameh. If he touched it with his foot, he would become tar. Now this oven is not actually tummy. The oven had become purified to use it for truma and for kachin. But that's not good enough for chassid, for paraduma, as the Rabbanah were machmer by paraduma. Any kelim used by the paraduma has to be purified especially with in mind to use it for the paraduma. And if it was not purified with that in mind, it's considered tummy as far as paraduma is concerned. So therefore, somebody has purified himself to be involved in the ash of the paraduma that touched this oven would become tummy, but only if he touched it with his hand, not if he touched it with his foot. as the Rabbanan will only go to that the Tana would be metame him if he touched it with his hand, not with his foot. How you made agabi Tana, who pasha yado chutz was Tana, by lugging betocho. Here somebody had purified himself for the chatzit, was standing on top of this oven that was purified for truma and for kachim, but was not considered purified for the chatzit. And he stood on top of that Tana and he stretched his hand outside of the Tana. And a pitcher that held the ashes of the Pariduma was in that hand that was outstretched outside the tunnel. Bechena aso shehu nasan agabe atanel. So too, if the person who was standing on top of the tunnel had an aso on his shoulder, an aso is a paw that is used to carry things on your shoulder. You put one kli on one end of the paw and one kli on the other end of the paw. Ubo shnei klolos echad mikan v'echad mikan. And on the two ends of the paw, there was a pitcher containing the ashes of the Pariduma. And the paw stuck out outside of the Tana so that the pitcher containing the ashes were not directly above the Tana. Rabbi Akiva Mitar, Bechachamim Mitam. Rabbi Akiva Mitar, the ashes of the Paraduma in both of these cases. And even though the person holding the ashes of the Paraduma is standing on the Tana, which is considered Tummy as far as Paraduma is concerned, but since the Kli containing the ashes of the Paraduma is not directly above the Tana, the ashes are tar. While the Chacham are Mitam in both of these cases. As even though the ashes are not directly above the Tana, since the person who is holding the ashes is standing on top of the Tana, it's as if the ashes were directly above the Tana, and therefore would be Tummy. As even though the ashes did not come in direct contact with the Tana, even so, the ashes are Tummy. As we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, the Torah said that the ashes had to be placed in a Makom Tahar. Now in this case, since the Tana was not purified, especially for the Chatzit, it is not considered a Makom Tahar. And the ashes, by being placed on top of the oven, would become Tameh since they were not placed in Makom Tahar, and therefore Chacham halted in this case. Since the person is standing on the Tana, even though the ashes are not directly above the Tana, it's as if the ashes are directly above the Tana, and since they were not placed in a Makom Tahar, the ashes would become Tameh.